Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, your host today, got some good stuff for you coming up. First, a reminder about the 68th Annual Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's a saddle bronc match that you're not going to want to miss, and it's at the Open A Angus Arena in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, August 3rd, 1 p.m., the first bull is going to buck. That's mountain time. Gates open at 11, grand entry at 12:30. For more information, go to hotrnd.com.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark when you talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Agriculture is their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News' legacy. A steadfast convention. From their first publications to their latest issue. Continuous knowledge. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Cherry County, Nebraska is unlike any other place. This region is an outdoor enthusiast's dream. From rolling sandhills to the winding Niobrara River, there's always adventure around the bend. The area has so much to offer. Hiking, horseback riding, nationally acclaimed canoeing and golf, tubing, kayaking, hunting, fishing, camping, never a dull moment. Cherry County, Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.com for more information. This was from Beverly Becker a while back to the Good Stuff program. I am fine. How are you? Is what it's called. There's nothing the matter with me. I'm just as healthy as can be. I have arthritis in both knees, and when I talk with a wheeze. My pulse is weak. My blood is thin. But I'm awfully well for the shape I'm in. All my teeth have had to come out, and my diet I hate to think about. I'm overweight, and I can't get thin, but I'm awfully well for the shape I'm in, and arch supports I need for my feet, or I wouldn't be able to go out on the street. Sleep is denied me night after night, but every morning I find I'm all right. My memory's failing, my head's in a spin, but I'm awfully well for the shape I'm in. Old age is golden, I've heard it said, but sometimes I wonder as I go to bed. With my ears in a drawer, my teeth in a cup, and my glasses on a shelf until I get up. And when sleep dims my eyes, I say to myself, is there anything else I should lay on the shelf? The reason I know my youth has been spent is my get up and go has got up and went. But really I don't mind when I think with a grin all of the places my get up has been. I get up each morning and dust off my wits, pick up the paper and read the obits. If my name is missing, I'm therefore not dead. So I eat a good breakfast and jump back into bed. The moral of this, as the tale unfolds, is that for you and me, who are growing old, it's better to say, I'm fine with a grin, than to let people know the shape that we're in. It's called, I am fine, how are you?
These are a couple of different phrases or common things that we've heard or whatever that have had a little bit extra added. Don Redun, Joseph Paul Tierney, ask not for whom the bells toll. Don't get yourself in a stew. As long as you can hear the clang, relax. They're not for you.
Okay.
Okay, here's Early Bird, Shel Silverstein, you know.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, if you're a bird, be an early bird and catch the worm for your breakfast plate. If you're a bird, be an early bird. But if you're a worm, sleep late.
That's good advice. The days of 76 coming up July 21st through the 27th in Deadwood, South Dakota. It is the 102nd annual Days of 76 with the steer roping, barrel racing, the slack performances, and the PRCA rodeo. Did I say it's an award-winning PRCA rodeo? Check it all out. Daysof76.com, Deadwood, South Dakota, starting July 21st.
Here's another one of those, Mike. Goody for our side and your side, too. Ogden Nash. Foreigners are people somewhere else. Natives are people at home. If the place you're at is your habitat, you're a foreigner, say in Rome. But the scales of justice balance true, and tit leads into tat. So the man who's at home when he stays in Rome is abroad when he's where you're at. When we leave the limits of the land in which our birth certificates set us, it does not mean just a change of scene, but also a change of status. The Frenchman with his fetching beard, the Scot with his kilt and spurran. One moment he may a native be, and the next may find him foreign. There's many a difference quickly found between the different races, but the only essential differential is living different places. Yet such is the pride of prideful men, from Austrians to Australians, that wherever he is, he regards as his, and the natives there as aliens. Oh, I'll be friends, if you'll be friends, the foreigner tells the native, and we'll work together for our common ends, like a preposition and a dative. So mind your manners when a native please, and doubly when you visit, and between us all a rapport may fall ecstatically exquisite.
And that's the good stuff.